If you're like me, you've been conditioned to think that other people's opinions hold a lot of value and weight without even considering where this person is coming from. Did you know there are three reasons why people should be disqualified from giving you their opinion? We're going to talk about that today. And also, I'm going to give you some encouragement as to why your opinion is worth listening to and matters. I think you're going to get a lot out of this episode, especially if you're an agreeable, open-minded person, because you get more opinions coming your way than anybody else. Hi, I'm Carrie, and you're listening to I Meant to Do That, a podcast that brings you breakthrough strategies to help you live and lead authentically. Hey, everybody. Guess what? The time that I'm recording this on this day, it marks the 2-month anniversary of the launch of I Meant to Do That. Woohoo! We made it 2 months. Thanks for joining me today. If you are brand new and this is the first episode that you're listening to, I'm so glad that you found me, that you're here, and I hope that you recognize, hey, you are in with people who get you. You have found your podcast. And for those of you that keep coming back and listening and supporting me, I really appreciate you. If you want to support me more, I would be so thankful if you could go to the place that you're listening to this episode and just leave me a rating. There's on Spotify, you can leave a rating like 1 to 5 stars. On Apple Podcasts, you can leave a rating and you can also write a review. And that would mean a great deal to me. Well, today, what we're going to be talking about is something that we want and we don't want. It's something that we look for. We might even ask for it and pay money for it. And it's also something that feels so intrusive and we wish we could avoid it or hide from it. And this thing comes from the one thing that causes the most problems for us in life. Okay, that's a long enough teaser. I'm just going to tell you right now, we're talking about people's opinions. And if you're an agreeable person, maybe someone who's more sensitive, or you feel things more deeply, you have a lot of empathy, you're a person who can easily put yourself in someone else's shoes. If you're someone like that, chances are you get stuck in this mix of what to do. And the reason why we get stuck is because it's not very clear what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to handle opinions. On one end, we know that someone else's opinion could be right. It could be the smartest thing. And that's why we might drop money to hear someone else's opinion. On the other hand, often people are wrong and their opinion could get us so off track and discourage us. Or if we take that opinion, we will regret it later. Then on the other hand, we should pay attention to other people's opinions because we want to be open-minded and we want to be learners and we don't want to just seclude ourselves in our own brain and just go with what we think. But on the other hand, you shouldn't pay attention to other people's opinions because it might bring limitations on your own creativity. And also, you might not be paying attention to yourself and developing your own thoughts on things. So it's not very cut and dry. But if you're someone who is that agreeable person, maybe sometimes you go into people pleasing or you're trying to make things perfect, you probably care about people's opinions when you ought to not care about them. In some of my episodes, I like to bring up some strategies that I've learned or things that have worked for myself or with people I work with. But today, I don't really have strategies in mind. It's more, let's just bring this out and talk about it because I think it's something that we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And because life is busy and we have so many things going on, I know for me, I can't be aware of everything all at once. And so sometimes I just need reminders. And so as you listen to the episode, most likely, I'm guessing you're going to remember things that you already know. And in fact, you could probably be a rock star guest on this podcast because you know a whole lot about what you need to do and what's important for you to remember when you're dealing with other people's opinions. Well, life would not be interesting if we didn't have major differences between us. And the polar opposite of the agreeable person who takes in too many opinions and adds too much credence to them is the person who hardly ever asks for opinions, and they have no problem just letting them bounce right off of his or her chest and doesn't take them into consideration. I was scrolling through Facebook and I saw this picture that someone posted, and it was a piece of paper printed out from a copy machine with blue painter's tape plastered on the wall. And it's a graphic that says warning with the little warning symbols to avoid serious injury, all in red. Don't tell me how to do my job. And then it's those stick figures, and one is throwing a wrench at the other person's head. And you've met someone like that, and I have too. There's probably 12% of the population who are so firm in and decisive and direct on what they want to do. And even if it turns out to be the wrong way to go, they're like, I'll fix it as I go. I really don't want other people's opinions. We're all so different from each other. And in a future episode, we're going to talk about how people's opinions help us and when that matters, when it's difficult to take in people's opinions. So for a future episode, but today we're really focusing in on this one thing that agreeable people somehow forget, and that is that people are often wrong. People are often not very smart. They're not very smart, and they don't know what they're talking about. And so then here we are, these grown, smart, competent adults, and we lose peace, focus, confidence, surety. We lose our momentum, even our faith. We certainly lose joy because of opinions that we really shouldn't be giving more than an ounce of attention to. But the great news is we can do something about it. We can change this. I have a son who has his learner's permit, so I get to sit in the passenger side and drive down the highway with my 15-year-old at the wheel. This is my youngest son. So I've been here 3 times before. It does get a little easier. However, it's still terrifying. More than ever, I am noticing that people cannot drive. There are many idiots on the road. You know what I'm talking about, but I am so much more aware of it because I'm watching for it and I'm paying attention. And so I'm explaining things to him like, do you see what that person did right there in the intersection? That is a perfect example of what not to do, because this could happen, this could happen, and this could happen. So I'm so focused on it, and I can see it much more clearly. But in my day-to-day life, especially looking through my rearview mirror and seeing so much of my life behind me, I did not pay attention to that enough. That when someone shares their opinion, whether I ask for it or they just give it to me, they could be wrong. And I have given way too much validity to the things that people have said to me. It would be so great to have some kind of radar where we knew right away if it was an opinion worth considering and good, or had that possibility, potential, good to spend our time on it, or whether it should just be completely thrown into the garbage. But we don't have that radar. I don't even think anyone has that instant ability. You have to filter it through and think about it for some amount of time. But I thought maybe this radar can be developed if we were to consider the reasons why we are so hesitant to think, hey, people can be wrong. I think this is one of the biggest ones. I'll start with the big one. We assume that the person is being genuine. They are expressing their opinion out of a place of goodness toward us, good toward us, a genuine place. And that is not always the case. Someone might be feeling jealous. They might be comparing what you're doing or where you are with themselves and feeling like they're coming up short and they don't like that. So they're going to knock you down a couple pegs through their opinion or steer you another direction because it makes them uncomfortable. They don't like what it's showing themselves about themselves. Whether it's true or not, what they think it means, that's where it's coming from. It could be jealousy, it could be comparing. It could also be deflecting. They're wanting to take the focus off of something else about themselves, and so they're casting this opinion out there. Sometimes people who give their opinions and it's not from a genuine place, these are the people that they give a lot of opinions to a lot of people, and it's more like, it's actually more of a veiled criticism, and it's more of their habit. It's their habit to be contrary, to play devil's advocate, or to just see the negative in other people and what they're doing and where they are. And it might be that they're just not even qualified at all to be giving their opinion. I'm going to say more about that in a little bit because if I keep going that direction, it gets me off course. There's more to talk about this. If someone is being disingenuous, you might feel like it's unfair to consider that in the moment. You might feel like it's unfair to that person because possibly you really value putting the best construction on people. You might feel like it would be judgmental for you to conclude this person is being disgenuine. They're not being actually caring about me. They're being jealous. Like, who wants to think that about another person? Most of us don't. And that can get in the way of us recognizing this person is wrong. And we entertain that opinion and we take it too seriously for too long and it disrupts our well-being. And so if we are being the person protecting our own well-being, we need to recognize some people are not being genuine. And if that's hard for you to do, here's one way that I try to go about it sometimes, and this might be helpful for you, is I try to think, if I want to put the best construction on it, I could say, I don't know how this person is with other people. I can't blanket them as this is who they are, but this smells rotten. It seems like this person is being uncaring. They're not being genuine. They're coming from another place. Could they be having a bad day? Sure. I don't really know what's going on, but right now I am going to recognize this is not genuine and just leave it there. Just recognize the behavior and don't pull that into judging the person, at least in that moment. If that's hard for you to do, just think about you're recognizing the behavior being much less than genuine. Another thing that we do is we assume that the person is smarter. If they're sharing their opinion and they have something to say about our personal stuff, then they're smarter than us. Now, we might pick and go to somebody who we ask their opinion, and then we also assume they're smarter, but maybe they're not. Maybe they're not. They might be offering an opinion that comes from a very narrow and small point of view. They might not understand all of the different components into what we're thinking about and what's going on. Sometimes when someone is sharing an opinion and we are already feeling less than confident about it, we're hoping that person is smarter, but maybe we're putting our hope into that person in a faulty way. Another thing that we do is we believe that we're supposed to take other people's opinions and make them matter. Just right off the bat, they should have value. And that is because we think if we don't do that, it reveals pride in us. That if we're not listening, we're not taking it into account, we're not giving it as much credit as our own opinion or even more credit, then it shows that we're lacking humility, that we're not open to hearing what other people think, that maybe we're being haughty. And I know that for many of us, that comes from being conditioned through a false view of scripture verses that promote us to second guess ourselves over and over and over again, especially in certain contexts. That can become a stumbling block for us in recognizing, hey, people can be wrong. And the last one I'm going to bring up is that we give people too much credit. And again, right there, that sounds so counter Christian values to admit that we shouldn't give people so much credit. But we're going to try to depersonalize this. We can value the person and give them all the credit, whatever word you want to use, in the world. But when it comes to their opinions, we can be more cautious about giving it so much credit. When we're giving them too much credit, we don't consider, is this person qualified? Maybe they're coming from a genuine place. Maybe the person is smart, but are they qualified to give you an opinion on the matter at hand? This happens to me all the time. In so many areas, I am not qualified to give an opinion. That's one reason why I was very attracted to becoming a coach and being trained in coaching that aligns with the International Coaching Federation competencies, because it's not about me knowing and telling people what to do. It's about helping and supporting them as they go through the process of figuring out what they know and what they need to find and what they need to know. You know, it feels so good to know that you have contributed to a solution, that there's something that you can say that might help lead someone down the road to success or coming to a conclusion on something. Yet we might not be qualified. This happens to us. I mean, this happens to us as parents all the time. I'm thinking of a very recent example when I was talking with my adult daughter and she was telling me something she was going to do. I had an opinion about it and I started to share that opinion. And it was coming from a genuine place of caring about her, but yet I wasn't qualified. I cared about her as her mom. I had a position to speak into her life. Yet I was sharing an opinion that was more or less based on me just being mom. My whole mom filter was clouding my judgment, and I didn't have all the information that I needed in order to give her an opinion that she should hold a lot of weight to. And so I had to tell her that. I had to say, hey, daughter, I'm actually saying this from the mom place. Don't give it a lot of weight because I recognize I do not know enough to be qualified. I trust you. Either way you go on this, whatever you decide to do, just know that's fine. I'm for you. I don't really understand it all. I don't understand it all. So that's hard to do sometimes as parents. We, especially as they get older, they go into this adult world and it's a whole nother ball game in how we parent and how we navigate that. So still learning. So those are some that I thought of, but let's go back to why it's hard for us to, like, why do we want to assume the person's being genuine, assume the person is smarter, assume that if we don't listen, we're being prideful? Like, why do we fall into those traps? What is keeping us from being able to discard an opinion without feeling like we're discarding that person? We hold it all together. And that's what it is. We do that with people. And that's one reason why I said, really, almost all of our problems are people problems. If we are reading an opinion in a book of someone we don't know, we're not face to face with them. And it's, I don't know, even just going on ChatGPT, if I put something in there, I'm like, I don't like that. I don't like that idea you're giving me on how to write that. But I can more easily say, yeah, I don't really like that. But when it's coming from someone who you have a relationship with, it just hits a spot with us that makes it feel like we're obligated to lean more into that opinion. And when we just lean into that opinion and forgo our thinking, then it can be detrimental, really break down our well-being. Because sometimes the opinions that people give us about our stuff is damaging to us. It really is, even if it's not meant to be that, which is why we can look at it from that angle of, I bet sometimes I do that to someone else. Maybe I have a bad day. I have a small point of view. I'm coming from a place of feeling insecure in myself, and I'm just giving an opinion based on that. And I don't recognize that I'm doing that at the time. But in the moment, we all might do that. It's something we could do. So recognizing that in someone else means we're just putting them on the same plane as us. Anybody can do that. So we all give bad advice some of the time, and we all have someone give bad advice to us once in a while. But then there are people who do it habitually much more often, and it can be frustrating and annoying. If you have somebody in your life and you recognize that often their advice seems like it's coming from a place that has to do with them responding to something in their own life, or they're giving you their opinion, but they don't know anything that they're talking about. Well, we have options, but maybe you don't want to end the relationship with that person. It's someone you work with. You've got to see them on a day-to-day basis. And so what we can do is decide, this is a person we don't ever ask their opinion. And when they give it unsolicited to us, we just let it bounce. Just let it bounce right off of us. It's really no big deal. And we don't get offended because, after all, they're just being them. They're just being who they are. It's my saying for that is, let Bob be Bob. Bob is being Bob. Don't be surprised about it, because that's who he is. And what we can do in those situations is simply just say, oh, that's interesting. I'll think about it. Oh, that's interesting. I'll consider it. We don't have to thank them because we're really not thankful for their advice. We don't have to let them know. We're only going to consider it for like 1 second, but we're just going to move on. Well, here's something that doesn't quite seem fair, but this is true. Out of all of the people in the world, you, my friend, you empathetic, open-minded person who welcomes in opinions where you ought not to, you get more opinions brought to you than anybody else. Anybody else, that person with the sign that says, safety hazard, don't tell me how to do my job or whatever, people aren't going to them and bringing their unsolicited opinion. They're going to you because you're kind about it. You're open-minded. You seem like you're receptive. Like I said, we all enjoy being a person at times who can bring somebody help and bring them the answer. And so they're coming right at you. You're attracting it. And so it's so important for you and I to get it down pat that people can be wrong. There are very few people who are qualified, purely qualified, to give you valid opinions, especially when they're really going against your own well-thought-through, you know, gut instinct opinion about things that you should listen to. There are certain categories that most people are going to get it wrong. There are three that I thought of. The first one, parenting. When people are giving you their opinions on your kids, most of them are wrong. They don't know half enough about the situation. They're just looking through a little pinpoint, their perspective is not at all broad enough, deep enough into your life to be able to speak into it. The second one is the big things in your life. You're taking a big step. You're making a change, a career change. You're moving. You're doing something that is adventurous and big. You're going to get all kinds of unsolicited opinions, and most of them are wrong. And one reason why is because they're not coming from a genuine place. It's really hard for people to see someone else do something daring and big and not have that taint what they're going to say to you about it. It's not always intentional. Sometimes it is. It's not always intentional, but it is not coming from that genuine place we talked about. And then the last one, where most people are wrong, is when they give you their opinion about you, your motive, who you are, that part of you that is the inside that God knows, that you know most of it. Sometimes we don't know all of it, but God knows all of it. But often people are wrong, and they're coming from all kinds of off the wall places when they decide to tell you their opinion about your motive, your heart, you know, who you are on the inside. So those are places to always approach those opinions with extreme caution, because if you get 10 of those opinions, maybe two of them are going to be valid when it comes to how you're raising your kids, the big moves that you're making in your life, and who you are, the heart of who you are and where you're coming from. Well, as we wrap this up, remember, in the forest of opinions that are going to be thrown at you and all the times you're tempted to ask for opinions because you just feel like if you get enough opinions from others, someone's going to say the right thing and you'll be able to figure it out. And then you'll be able to do it perfectly. And then you'll be able to please everybody and it'll all work out. Remember, your opinion is more valid than you think. Just remember that. Come from that place. Before I discount my opinion, it's more valid than I know. You have a way of discrediting your own thinking process and your own wisdom. You just do. And you have a way of thinking most people are smart. So here's the takeaway. You're smarter than you think. They're dumber than you think. We can be much more selective on what opinions we value. And before we even go and look and ask for other people's opinions, take a minute to think, what do you already know? You have wisdom. You've been through experience. You have a good head on your shoulders. What do you already know? What is your opinion? And put the right amount of value to it. Thanks so much for listening. You can learn more about my coaching, groups, and assessments, and also find some free resources at carriegoodman.com. If you found this episode valuable, would you do me a favor and share it with somebody? And you can also support me by leaving a rating or a review wherever you're listening to this podcast. And if you would like to connect about this episode or share any show ideas, you can find me on my website or else email me at imeanttodothat@proton.me. Remember, it's for freedom that Christ set us free. Be yourself. This world needs you. Enjoy today. Till next time.